And I'm just going to briefly introduce the next study. We'll just touch on it, and we'll pick up with some of the lessons next week. But we'll touch on it today a little bit. We have been bringing a series of messages in Faith Community Christian Church, conquering giants in our life. How many know you have giants? Everybody's got them. Everybody's got a giant of some kind. And Sissy and I came up with this concept when we were talking about David and Goliath. David conquered a big giant, White Juanita, Goliath. But we got him too. We don't call him Goliath. We call him other things. We call the giants in our lives anger, depression, hopelessness, despondency, resentment, bitterness. How many know you all have giants of some kind? Guilt. We all have them. We all have them. And the reason why you have them is because you haven't done anything about them. See, instead of you defeating the giant has been what? Defeating you. He calls out your name every day. You wake up, there's that giant. And so we've been teaching a whole process on how to defeat giants in our life. And Sissy and I, we passed our cards, and we wanted to find out how many different giants there were in the church. Quite a few. Quite a few. And we're going to pick up with another one of the giants today. Another giant in the church. And it's the giant of jealousy. Ooh, I heard some ooh. 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 Anybody in this room ever been jealous? Ooh. I think that as being human beings, we've all had issues with jealousy, right? Can anybody tell me the difference between envy and jealousy? There's a difference, right? There's a difference between envy and jealousy. Envy is almost always about a thing. Jealousy is almost always about a what? A person. About a person. It could be a person's position. It could be a person's temperament. It could be whatever. But jealousy is almost always leaning towards a person. And envy is almost always leaning towards a what? A thing. I'm envious of that. But I'm jealous of him or her. Jealousy. You think that's a major giant? Oh, yeah. The first passage of Scripture comes from Proverbs 27, verse 4.
Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy?
Wow. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? A jealous heart. In fact, in the seven deadly sins, one of them is what? Jealousy. How many's ever heard of Pandora's box? You ever hear of Pandora's box? Anybody remember the story of Pandora's box? A box was given. Say, don't open it. Don't open the box. Don't open it. How many, when they give you something, you just got to open it? How about you know for sure, if you want somebody to get inside the box, put on her don't open. And they're going to open it, right? And what happened? Pandora's box said, don't open the box. Don't open the box. And of course, what happened? They opened it. And then what happened when they opened it?
Chaos.
All kinds of problems and stuff like that.
Chaos.
Right? Hey, you know what happens when you open a box of jealousy? Guess what happens? When you open up that box of jealousy, what comes out? Good things?
Bad things.
Oh, when you have a jealous heart and you open up that box, what happens? Bad stuff comes out.
Yeah.
Let's turn to James 3:16.
For wherever there is jealousy or selfish ambition, there will be disorder and every other kind of evil.
Wow, that's pretty harsh, isn't it? That's pretty harsh, yo. Wherever there is jealousy or selfish ambition, there will be disorder of what kind? Every kind. When you have jealousy in your heart towards another person's position, towards another person's anything, you will plot. Evil abounds. Do you think jealous people talk kindly about other people?
No.
Fact is, when you are jealous of somebody, Do you elevate yourself to their standard, or you push them down to yours?
You push them down.
When you have jealousy in your heart, what else comes out? When you have jealousy in your heart, what else comes out? You know what else comes out? Accusations, bitterness, bad stuff. For whenever there is jealousy or selfish ambition, there will be what? Disorder and what? Every kind of evil. Anybody here ever been jealous of anybody? Let's turn in our Bibles, please, to Genesis chapter 37, verse 4.
When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him, and they could not speak a kind word to him.
Who was that? The brothers, right? Yep. Who are they talking about?
Joseph.
When they saw that their father loved him more than any others, they hated him and could not speak a kind word about him. What did they plan to do with Joseph? Kill him. They planned to kill him. They planned to kill him because he stole from them? They planned to kill him because he killed one of them. No, they planned to kill him because he was gossiping about them. No, he killed them. They planned to kill him because they were what? Jealous. I mean, of all of the reasons to plot against somebody, where on the list would jealousy be? For all the reasons that would be good. They planned to kill him because they were what?
Jealous.
I wonder how much we've planned too in our hearts because we were jealous of something. I wonder in our lives how much of our lives are wasted, time wasted, because we think someone is loved more than us or more talented than one of us or bigger position than one of us or has a better car than. Really? How many of you in this room know that God loves you? And how many know that he loves you equally? How many know he loves us all the same?
Yep.
He loves every one of us the same. He created every one of us special, knit together in his mother's womb. Turn to somebody and say, you are special. Now let me just make sure that we clarify something in case you're confused about it. I know that God does not love you best because he loves me best. I happen to know that. No, get over yourself because I do. I happen to know that God loves me best. I happen to absolutely, I'm confident of this, that my picture's on his refrigerator door. Held on with an angel magnet. Oh, what? You guys jealous? I sense a little jealousy here.
I want that picture right there.
Oh, you want your picture up there? I sense a little planning here. I want you to know that God brags about me all the time. He says to the angel, there's my boy. There goes my boy. Now you're just going to have to get over it. Because I happen to know that if he has a wallet, my picture's in there. Oh no, I know that it is. So you're just going to have to get over it right now. Just get over it right now. Get used to the fact that I'm special. And I'm a somebody. I hear some murmuring out there. I'm hearing some murmuring out there. How many of you are special in the eyes of the Lord? How many of you know he's got a big refrigerator door? How many know your picture's on there too? Held on with an angel magnet. If you got your picture on his door, stand up. If you know your picture's on his door, stand up. Woo! How many of you are special in the eyes of the Lord? How many know you are all created equal? We are the same. We are the same. How many know he sent his son to die for you?
Amen.
Sit down, you burst in my bubble. Every one of us, regardless of our circumstances, how many of you in this room got a past? How many of you, truly, now let's be honest, let's be honest here. How many of you in this room, if you could come up here and get on this microphone and tell us all about your past, how many of us will be going, no way? How many be surprised if, I mean, if you got up and told your past, how many know there'd be some surprised people in this room? Look at all the hands going up. Sissy, you too? Are you kidding me? I remember you went to that girl's Catholic school, Bishop Dominic. I like that little skirt you had on, that little petty pants. It was awesome. Well, you did. And you tell me that you have a pass? How many's got a pass in this room? Okay, if you got a pass, stand up. How many's got a pass that would surprise some people? I mean, if you got up and told your past, people go, no way, Sue. Jim, you too, my son-in-law? Oh, my gosh. You too? My Kevin, you too? My two son-in-laws? Oh, sit back down. This is making me sick. Riley, you didn't know you didn't stand up, did you, Riley? What? Excuse me while I talk to my granddaughter. Here's the truth. We all got a past. And you know what? Most of the time, you all get to see the after Jesus. You come into a church like this and you see all these wonderful people and you go, oh, look at all them born again, Bible thumper, card carrying, Bible coat and scripture coat and kind of people. But you know what? We all got a past in this room. How many's got a past? This is the after Jesus. We're all the after Jesus. Now, how many got a future too? If you got a future, stand on up. You got a future, stand up. We got a past, but we got a future too. We all got a future. And guess what? God ain't done yet. God's got you on the potter's wheel. And he's molding you.
Amen.
He's molding you into his image. And we not be jealous about anybody. Sit back down. We don't need to be jealous. We need to be supportive. We don't need to be jealous. We need to be lifting up and encouraging. That's what we need to be. Jealousy doesn't encourage. Jealousy what? Puts down. 100% of the time. Jealousy is not for you. Jealousy is what? Against you. Jealousy is never, ever in your corner. Jealousy is what? Against you. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37, 11.
His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind.
His brothers were what?
Jealous.
You know the truth of the matter is, there's always going to be somebody bigger than you. There's always going to be somebody smarter than you. There's always going to be somebody prettier than you. Except my wife Sissy, of course. There's always going to be somebody who's the bigger kid on the block. But you need to be content with who God made you. And maybe I'm the only one that can say this morning, you know what, I'm happy being me. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Who's okay being you? I'm okay being me. I'm perfectly okay being me. And if you're not okay being you, then we need to have a conversation. Because there's not one time God ever made any junk. Not one time. Is God a God of variety?
Yes.
Look outside. Don't worry about what it's doing, but look outside. How many of those snowflakes are the same?
None.
How many, Sissy?
None.
There's not one snowflake out there that's the same. Not one. Now, how can that possibly be? Now, if you're a kind of person that gets into philosophical things, you might say, well, that's not true. That's what you're going to try to say to me. If you're one of those analytical kind of guys, you're going to say, there's no way. How can you prove to me that those snowflakes are not the same? You know what I'm going to tell you? Go get your coat on. Go outside. Try it out. Come back on here and tell me what you found. There's not one snowflake out there in that world right there that's the same, because God's a God of variety. God uses variety. How many of you know that you're special too? There's not another person in this room that's you.
Thank God.
That's true. Amen. The truth of the matter is that we don't need to be concerned about being somebody else. Be content with who you are. Be the best you can be. Turn to somebody and say, you're special. Let's turn to 1 Samuel 18, verse 7.
As they danced, they sang, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.
Saul, King Saul, killed in the thousands. But David killed what?
Tens of thousands.
And when David and Saul rode into the town, theoretically, having a parade, all of the persons were dancing. They said, Saul has killed in the thousands. Oh, mighty Saul, he has killed in the thousands. He's our king. Praise King Saul. He's killed in the thousands. And David has what? Killed in the tens of thousands. And Saul went, what? What's that again? Run that by me one more time. Saul has killed in the thousands, but David has killed
10,000.
What? Say that one more time. That means David is 10 times better than who? Than me. David is 10 times better than me. So what to do about that?
And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David.
I'm not liking it that you're better than me. I'm not liking it that you seem to be better than me. So I must now what? Keep my eye on you. I better keep my eye on you. Just so you don't get one up on me. I got to keep my eye on you. Because everybody thinks you're what? Better than me. And from that point on, David kept his eyes open because Saul had his eye what? On him. And for the rest of Saul's life, he had the spectacles on of what? Jealousy. Well, I better keep my eye on you, David. I better keep my eye on you. Not because you killed me. Not because you stole from me. Not because you talked about me. Oh, no. It's none of those things. You didn't kill me. You didn't steal anything. Fact is, you served me. How many know David served Saul? You served me, Saul. You never did anything at all. Except 10,000, and I did 1,000. So from this day forward, guess what I got to do? Keep my what? Keep my eye on you. I got to watch you. Keep my eye on you. Because if I'm not careful, they might be even lifting you up further than 10,000. And I have a hard time with what? That. Isn't that crazy? Simply out of what?
Jealousy.
You know what? The goal, where's my principal? Sue, in case you didn't know, she's a principal. She's here for a purpose. She's keeping her eye on you. Sue's a principal. She's got her eye. Sue, keep me informed. Sue's job as a teacher is that her student will know more than she knows. Would that not be so? A good teacher wants to teach the child so the child knows more than you know. The purpose of a good teacher is to what? Get the child or the student to learn more than you know. And then what should the good teacher do then? Get out of the way and send them loose. Jealous hearts don't do that. Jealous hearts do not want to send forth. What do jealous hearts want to do?
Keep
it back. Keep it back, and then what? Keep my eye on you. And for the rest of Saul's life, he kept his eye on him. And what did Saul plan to do then?
Kill him.
How many know Saul plotted against David for the rest of his life? For the rest of his life. Planned to get him. Planned to get him. Why?
Jealousy.
I wonder how many people in our families we're jealous of. I wonder how many brothers and sisters are jealous of each other. I wonder how many parents and children are jealous of each other. I wonder how many spouses are jealous one of the other. I wonder how many people in any church are jealous one of the other. And if they are, what do they do about it? I'm watching you, Herm. Watching you, Colin. Watching you, Robin. Watching you, Butch. Definitely watching you, Bob. Jealous people keep their eye on what? On you. They want to watch when you make a mistake. To put you where? Hey, the whole world thinks you did 10,000, but I'll show them you did 500. That's what jealousy does. When spouses are jealous of each other, brothers and sisters are jealous of each other, friends are jealous of each other, jealousy plans, puts down. And it plans to what? Keep an eye on you. Now listen to me, church. Saul planned to do what with David? Kill him. What did Joseph's brother plan to do? Kill him. Oh, you can't do that today, 2015. They got laws against that. Right, Herm, check me out. You can't do that, right? Becca, you can't do that today, right? You can't kill somebody. Well, not normally. Right, Juanita, you can't do that. So what we do is we don't plan to kill somebody. Well, at least not like bang, bang. Oh, we kill them other ways. One of the good ways we kill people is gossip. Plant those seeds. That's how we do it. You know, in 2015, when we're jealous, we don't kill you with a gun. We kill you with our words. We kill you with our thoughts. Any murderers in this room that's willing to say you're a murderer? Thank you, Bob. Thank you. We got some murderers in this room, don't we? Scripture says, if you have a grudge against your brother, what'd you do? Kill them. Why would somebody hold a grudge against somebody? Could they be
jealous?
Why would a person gossip about somebody? Could they be a little bit
jealous?
Next week we're going to talk about what we're going to do about that. Anybody want to get rid of the giant of jealousy? I'm going to teach you how to do it next week. We're going to defeat some giants of jealousy. But let me give you something to think about. In order to defeat the giant of jealousy, you got to learn some humility. How many have a hard time with humility? Oh, man. You mean to tell me I'm not the most important person in the whole world? No, you're not. You have come to serve, not to be served. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Listen to me, church. Listen to me. You can raise yourself to the higher standard you want to. And you can get all a man's approval you want to. Then you're paid in full. Then you're paid in full. You want to be great in heaven? Be a servant. You want to be great in heaven? You want to be great in heaven? Quit making everything about you and make it about everybody else. And then you will be great. You see, you don't have to worry about somebody praising you. Humble yourselves. Quit making everything about you. Serve somebody. I know somebody will talk about you. In fact, is when you get up there, he may say to you, well done. Well done what? Thy good and faithful servant, well done. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to hear these words. And I know, Lord, that there's some jealousy in his church. I know there is. By my own admission of the hands that were raised here today, Lord. And so we have to work on that. We have to work on the demon who plants the seeds of jealousy. We'll see in a little bit that jealousy does not come from the Lord. It doesn't come from him. It comes from a far darker place than that. And so, Lord, we're going to defeat that demon of jealousy. And Lord, if any of us wrestle with that today, Lord, we just ask for your releasing bond upon us, Lord. Release us from that jealous hearts. We don't need that. In your awesome, wonderful name, we pray these things. Amen.